American Samoa's best music mix, 93 KHJ. We want to welcome our good friends in studio from the American Samoa Basketball Association. We got D.L. and Kildy here, and we also would like to welcome Carl Schuster. What's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's going on, John?
What's up, John?
Good to have you in here.
Yeah, thanks for having us, dude.
Yeah, good to talk to you, and we're getting ready for some exciting developments with ASBA. Mm-hmm. And I know it's kind of like football. That's why I like what you guys do.
Yeah.
It's always football. You know, every school's got a team. There's like six different leagues happening, which is cool. But,
yeah.
You know, basketball is a sport too. Hello.
Yeah, there you go, my man. Jeez.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, we're, on behalf of the Basketball Association, and say thank you to 93KHJ for allowing us to be here, John. I mean,
yeah, no problem.
A lot of exciting things that's going on with the Basketball Association, and Carl and I are here to talk about what's going to be going on here with the national team that's going to be traveling to Kaitaia, New Zealand for the Polynesian Cup qualifiers. And that's going to be happening between November 1st and the 5th. So this is actually a qualifier event that the top three teams will automatically get a berth into the Pacific Games that's going to happen next year in Solomon Islands. So we got to place top three in order to play in the Pacific Games next year.
So the pressure is on then.
Oh, yeah. But what's cool about it, though, is we're not playing everybody in the Pacific. So we're staying within our own zones. So there's the Polynesian Cup, there's the Melanesian Cup, and there's the Micronesian Cup. So we're staying within our own
group. Is the Melanesian Cup pretty hard?
So yeah, because Fiji's in there. So
yeah, I was gonna say, man, those guys are some good athletes.
Yeah,
especially Fiji. Like basketball type sports.
Oh yeah, but yeah, but we handed them the L in 2019 for the gold. So you know we're happy about that.
Check you out.
My bad, John.
I think they're like netball and rugby is.
Not well, they even got a pretty good basketball team out there too, my man.
Yours just was better, huh?
Ours was way better.
Oh, check
way
all
better.
Right, all right. Humble till he stumbled.
Yeah, true. So,
Carl, what's going on, man?
Oh, good, John. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, nice hat. got the Niner hat and came in with the Lokes and everything.
He came ready, dude.
So are you a coach for this or a commissioner or what's your role?
Well, I'm the head coach for the men's team. So Dio's the coach for the women's team. So we'll be taking those two teams to New Zealand to qualify. And this will be my first year coaching for the national team. I've been a high school basketball coach and also a local club's basketball coach. I coached Rhonda Lay.
Yeah, you've been there for a while now.
Yeah, yes.
So I have blessed to have the opportunity to actually coach the men's team. It was one of my dreams, and I've always wanted to have the chance to take a team, and I finally got the chance.
So how old are the kids that are going to be on the team, or men, as you say? Are they adults? Or?
Yeah, they're all adults. Our oldest is 32, and our youngest is 17. So we have a solid six veterans on the team and six very young, talented kids on this team too. So a total of 12.
Are they good? They can hit from the outside and then get inside and
all around.
Throw some elbows if they need to.
Well, our veterans can throw a lot of elbows. I can say that, and our young ones can really shoot from the perimeter.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's important. You know,
yeah.
That's you're a basketball coach. You understand how all that works. But yeah, those threes really start working when you're trying to come from behind. So when you say perimeter, that means that big outside line. That,
yeah.
Okay. So. I wanted to also ask, what is happening with the current leagues here on Island? I know that that has been very active, and it's amazing how many teams there are.
Yeah.
It feels like basketball is like, it's bigger after high school here on the Island than it is in high school. I mean, those leagues are impressive, those intramural leagues.
Yeah, so we try to keep those leagues ongoing because, you know, there's such a high demand of people calling us up like, hey, man, when's the next tournament going to be? You know, is there going to be one close by? So we do our best to try not to mix our schedule up with Asha's schedule. So that way kids who are playing in the high school level have the opportunity to play in our levels. But because of COVID and stuff like that, we weren't able to have leagues last year. But we did do a lot of Zoom training. We met with a lot of the other coaches to see if we can get a startup program going too as well. But it proved to be difficult this year because Carl and I were busy preparing the national teams to travel to Kaitaia, New Zealand in 3 weeks, actually. And we just haven't had the opportunity to have regular leagues going on. But we did have a 3-on-3 tournament that's for some of the national members, too, as well. So I believe by the time we get back, we're going to try to hold one Christmas league to make sure that we stay on top of having our leagues there for every year.
Yeah, got to keep it custom because the demand's there.
Oh, yeah.
People want to play basketball here for sure.
Yeah.
And all ages, that's the other nice thing, too, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, you're like in your 30s and you're like, I can still go around with those youngins.
You talk to those 40-year-old guys, man. Oh, you know? They're the worst.
We have a 40 and over league, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And those are the toughest ones to actually do because – they're older.
Yeah, I think they bark a lot, too, for those 40 and over leagues, man.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, there's a lot of barking on that one. All bark, but no bite.
Well, that's basketball, you know. That's like the ultimate smack talk in sports, so it's all in good fun, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, if I may, John, we just wanted to reach out to the public today to just to let them know that we got about 3 weeks left before we depart the territory. We're looking at October 24th?
October 24th.
Yeah, we're looking at October 24th to leave the island. We got to leave a little bit early for the team to make their travels out there to Kaitaia, New Zealand. It's in the northern part of New Zealand. Never been. It's probably out in the sticks or something like that, man. So,
well, it'd be an adventure.
Yeah, it would be after that four-hour bus ride that's waiting for us when we get there, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's way up north.
So you got to go two flights. You got to get to Apia, and then you got to get to New Zealand, and then you got to ride on the bus for 4 hours.
There's a Greyhound bus waiting for us to take us.
In the New Zealand outback.
Yeah. So we're pairing both men and women's team. Carl, you got about 12 guys on your team. Who do you got on your team for the national team?
Oh, for our team, we have, starting with our veterans, we have Clayton Lemuin, we have Virgil Burton, we have Ryan Samuelu, Tom Tuimaseve, and Onosai Sofara. And then for our young players, we have Puni Samuelu, Tupu Folasa. Mm-hmm. We have Captain Lomu. We have Leone Fai'ai Jr. We have
these are a lot of familiar football names.
I'm Wellington
Hitualalele. A lot of athletic families.
Siu Langisua, the former quarterback for Marist last year.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
And, yeah, that's our 12.
Yeah. And for
so you got to have a roster full of 12. You got to have one sub for
that's
everybody.
The limit. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No more than 12. They're asking for us. So we're taking 12 men.
And these are all like from here? Because I remember, you know, sometimes, or are they like live in California? But
no, they're all from here. For the men's team, they're all local players. Mm-hmm. Some of them played for me at Samoana. Some of them have played for me for the Flag Day tournaments. And some of them played for other clubs in each from Leone, from Pavaya'i. So we have a very good squad for the men's division this year, and I'm very impressed with how they came together, because it's really kind of hard to put kids from different sides of the islands to come together to play under one team. And
but when you get to where is it called, Kaitoa?
Kaitaia.
Kaitaia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's all of a sudden going to want to know each other. Because,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're not in the Samoana High School gymnasium anymore.
We've been practicing for a while now. We started back in late August, early September, and we've been practicing since. And a shout out to Matsafao Elementary for letting us, you know, utilize that gym over there, because that's one of the downfalls we have is trying to find places for us to train at. And we were blessed to have Matsafao's gym to – it was actually given to us to use whenever we needed it. And shout out to Principal
Atalina Coffin and also Coffin. Dr. Samasoni Asaeli, man, for really putting his best foot forward to, you know, making this happen for us, man. So we really appreciate the director of DOE for really helping us out on that, John.
Very cool.
It's really hard to find support for such sports, too. And it's also a drag on us when we have to find venues to host tournaments, to host, you know. But this year was a very blessing in disguise because we got a gym where we could use every day, and they opened the doors to us. They let us use it. And the training that we've been doing, and it's bringing the team together. We train with some of the women and the men together at sometimes, and we do a lot of conditioning together. And this is the first time that we've actually put in 100% on trying to get these teams ready for the tournament.
Yeah.
And so how do we follow this then? Will you post up scores, or I guess you can send them to me and –
What's happening is FIBA's already got a live stream link going on, and I can forward that to you and for KHJ if they want to put that on your guys' Facebook page.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's going to be all live streamed out there, so we really appreciate that. This time around, the Poly Cup will be live streamed for the first time.
That's great. Yeah, we got the internet to make it happen now.
Yeah, man. I mean, you got high speed internet, and
I remember trying to watch some of those old tournaments, and it's like.
Oh, jeez, man. They were just awful, man.
Yeah, because the internet was so slow. Everybody else around the world could watch it, but we're just like still in the stone age.
And the commentators were biased.
Oh, jeez, yeah, very biased, man.
Oh, well, Dio, as a commentator, you always know. No matter what we say, we're going to be biased towards somebody. So,
hey, real quick, John, because...
they couldn't say our names,
could
they?
No, they could not. No, because Carl's already mentioned the men's team. We can't forget about the women's team because they're 2019 defending champions for the Pacific Games. And... this time around, we're happy to bring in five local girls, which is Relisa Toleafoa, Rosalind Toleafoa, Olivia Viomaunga, Susana Lutali, and Musu Ngaloya. Those are our five girls from here. And then we got five of the 2019 girls who will be joining us in Auckland. So that is Jasmine Davis, Sarah Toina, Mahina Ngango, Maalia Nawahine, and Valerie Nawahine Tanuvasa. They'll be hooking up with us over there in Auckland, and we have enough time to practice out there.
You're a good coach, man. Look at you. You're not even looking at a roster. You just got them all in your head, huh?
Hey, man, we're working with Carl, man. Carl keeps me on my toes, man.
That's good logistics right there.
But I think the important thing, too, John, is that we're asking for the public for help, too, as well. We're continuing fundraising, too, as well. We got a car wash.
How does one contribute to this, then? Is there a place they should go?
You can always visit our Vice President Carl down at the Triple S gas station or give him a call.
Shout out Triple S.
Triple S gas station, 252-5010. Or we have a PayPal account to where if you guys want to donate through, you can send it to me and I will forward it to our bank account for ASBA. Don't worry, I don't keep any of that. Right. It's deal.lankildy@gmail.com. That's our PayPal account. And everything's forwarded off to the ASBA account. So we really appreciate whatever help that you guys can get. We got a fundraiser, a car wash this Saturday. It's going to be at Triple S gas station. We also got our hit threes going on too as well. A lot of our players are walking around with hit threes. And we also got a pickathon that's going to be happening next week. We're going to take care of Matsafa Elementary and take care of all their cleaning up out there just to give back to the community as we prepare this national team. So whatever help that the public out there can give out, and I would really appreciate that if you could get that out to us.
And deal.lankildy, that's the easiest way to do it. Just do the PayPal thing and slip him a C-note.
Yeah.
deal.lankildy@gmail.com.
That's right, brother.
Okay, so just plug that into PayPal, and that's the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to go to the ATM or worry about it.
No, man. Trying to get charged $4.95 to get cash out.
Or Deal going to put us on that bounce checklist if they don't clear the bank.
I ain't trying to be on that list, dude.
Yeah, but our car wash is this Saturday. I mean, I know there's a new law out there about...
Yeah, I heard about that.
Geez. I know, I wanted to bring that up here while we're here. Since there's a new law about the car wash, our players will not, just to let all the police who are listening online right now, we are not going to stand on the road, but we will because we had this car wash planned way before they posted their... It's illegal notice, to car wash.
And it's your gas station, too.
Yeah, it's my
gas station. It's his property, so we're good.
We'll stand where we're supposed to stand. We won't be standing on the road, so you won't see us, but we will cater to those who bought tickets for our car wash. Just make sure you come by Triple S, and we will continue to wash cars. And if you want to drop off a donation there, sure. But, you know, just to, you know, uphold with the law, we will we will not stand on the road with our signs or call out to anybody. And I don't know how you feel about that, John, because... I wanted to see what you felt about that.
Here comes the pinging right now from our phones.
This law kind of came out of nowhere. They said that they had this law for a while, but they're going to actually try
it
and enforce
it
now. It
is a law. It is a law. You're not supposed to do it.
It just wasn't enforced, though. But I mean,
and frankly, some of those car washes are like overkill.
Yeah. You
know, like, are they even washing cars? Where's your bucket? You're yelling car wash. I don't see a hose or a sponge or anything.
Yeah, well, we could guarantee you down here at Triple S, man, we're going to go all out for you washing your car.
Yeah, see, that's a good car wash. Some of these car washes, oh, man, I don't know, man.
They just throw a bucket of water on it and you're done.
Yeah, right. I saw you at Lucky 7 right after your car wash. Did that really go for whatever you were fundraising for?
And I know Carl's got a bunch of folks that he wants to thank, too, as well. I mean, they've been really instrumental with ASBA, and we just want to show our appreciation to these guys. Who do you got there, Carl?
Just a lot of companies that donated to us for our New Zealand trip. We'd like to shout out Blue Sky, Swire Shipping, Morris Scanlon, to Ali Scanlon over there at Morris Scanlon, Ace Hardware, Samo Motors, IBC, and Mr. Larry Sanitoa, who also helped donate to our trip. And
Thank you, Rep.
ASNOC and Principal Mineta Fitee and Atselina Collins, Coffin at Matsafa Elementary for their gym, and Dr. Samasoni Asaeli for the DOE director for helping us out, and And to our board members are the heart and soul of this whole fundraising thing. We like to shout out Elisa and Sala, Elisa Tolefor, Salamasina Schuster. We also have Richard Tolefor, Wayne Ames, Rochelle Tolefor, and Mike Pereira and Cecilia Taufasa. Those board members are really, you know, supportive of everything that we do, and they've really kept us with our fundraising going, and they're the heart and soul of the ones that push out our hit threes, our car wash tickets, and a shout out to them. And also shout out to everybody that supported us, like the Shack and the Fellowship. They've always donated to my part with selling my car wash tickets over there and all of my hit three numbers at the Shack. So I like to shout out those guys.
What's
too.
The Shack?
The Shack is a little barbecue company that sells barbecue plates, and I always go over there to sell my car wash tickets. They'll buy like 10 tickets when they only have one car.
So, that's cool.
Every time I try to, you know, you can't just buy one. It's only $5 a ticket. Buy more than one. So they'll buy like 10 tickets.
Give it some customers or something.
Yeah,
huh?
Shout out to the Shack and the Fellowship.
So where's the Shack?
It's here in Tafuna. They're over here in Tafuna. They have barbecue sale plates over here.
Okay.
You want to buy a barbecue, man?
I see they're going up. I saw some big cardboard sign. I don't know.
Like $7 for a plate or something like that.
It's $5 is
always
the price.
It's hard, you know, getting a case of chicken here with gas prices going up, man. So that was one of the reasons, man. So,
but gas is going down.
Oh, thank God.
Gas has been going down. Okay. So hopefully it continues.
Well, yeah, they got to get the election out of the way, and then it's going to go back up.
Hey, before I forget, we forgot to mention, dude, your assistant coach is Michael Pereira on your team. My assistant coach is Richard Tolefor, and our two managers is
Elisa Tolefor and Rochelle.
And Rochelle Tolefor, yeah, man.
No relation whatsoever.
No, none whatsoever, man. You know, we're being biased here. We're everything's all transparent here with us, man.
Right.
But yeah, man. The public again. We're still reaching out for help. Anything monetary donations. You know, it's we will put this money to good use, and we will bring that gold back, man. Both of these teams look solid. And we just want to prepare for the teams that's Tahiti, Tonga, Samoa, and the Cook Islands, who's waiting for us to come there and kick them to the wall, man. And when we place top three, do we come back, man? We're going to make sure to get that gold medal for 2023, John.
Mahalo, Phil Jackson. All right. This is DLA Kilty. That too.
Oh, we can't forget about KSJ. Thanks to you guys for donating too, man. Appreciate you guys, man.
Gotta support the cause.
That's it, man.
All right. Well, best of luck representing American Samoa. This is DLA Kilty, Carl Schuster, talking with us about basketball, and we'll be back after these messages. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, John.
Thank you. Bye.